Hello, and welcome to the Journey to Holiness. This is actually learning how to become whole through God's holiness. This is week 50 of the journey, and this week is going to be an exhilarating week because I'd like for you to think of this particular theme: God's grace is a reward of faithfulness. What I'd like to teach you this week through the angles of wholeness that says, wholeness is your personalized gift from God. Wholeness focuses on you. Happiness depends on others. When you get this anchor of wholeness perspective correct, you're going to be just as exhilarated as I am. So let's begin to look at this concept that God's grace is a reward for faithfulness, and the fact that when you really want to become whole, it is when you begin to personalize your understanding and your feelings about what God has given to you unequivocally. Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 6 through 10. As we look at this particular text, it's going to give to us some very, very interesting perspective on how we began to look at God's grace and favor. I'm going to be reading from the New Living Translation because I think it has a very vivid point to what I'm trying to suggest to you today. Again, I'm going to read 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 6 through 10 from the New Living Translation. And it says, this is actually Apostle Paul talking, and he's writing to the Corinthians, and he says, I have plenty to boast about and would be no fool in doing it, because I will be telling the truth, but I won't do it. I don't want anyone to think more highly of me than what they can actually see in my life and message, even though I have received wonderful revelations from God. But to keep me from getting puffed up, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger from Satan to torment me and keep me from getting proud. 3 different times, I begged the Lord to take it away. Each time he said, my gracious favor is all that you need. My power works best in your weakness. So now I am glad to boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may work through me. Finally, in verse 10, it says, since I know it is all for Christ's good, I am quite content with my weaknesses and with insults, hardships, persecution, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong. What a powerful verse that gives you the emphasis and understanding that your wholeness is really your personalized gift from God. And here, what he's saying is that wholeness really focuses on you, and happiness depends on others. So let's talk about those two concepts. In order to truly become whole, you must understand that contentment in God's grace is greater than personal glory. You see, sometimes we are entrapped thinking that when other people see us a certain way, then that's what makes us wonderful and it makes us happy because we are content in what others believe in us. But here, it gives you to know that your true happiness will come from God. Seeking God is the most accurate way to find wholeness. By this, what I mean is, when you are filled with God's Spirit, it eliminates emotional voids and hindrances. Just as in the case with Apostle Paul, he doesn't begin to make himself feel uncomfortable because of his weaknesses, because now he has a new perspective, because God has said to him, guess what? When you're weak, when things aren't at your control, that's when I become strong. And so it just reminds him of the word of God that says that my strength is made perfect in your weakness. And that's exactly what I want you to hold in your emotions and in your spirit, that your wholeness actually depends upon God's grace and favor. And when you begin to walk in that thought, you're going to be a much better person because you're now seeking God, because this is actually the most accurate way to find wholeness. And so then you won't overcome yourself with what's wrong and your weaknesses and your limitations. You're going to say, wow, even with that deficiency, as people see it in our life, God is going to be greater in me than anything else that I can ever imagine. And so, greater is He that is in you than the conditions of your life. So understand that regardless of what the conditions of your life are, and whatever the situations are that are around you, you have to understand that God is greater than your condition. And what you do, whenever you're surrounded by the thoughts of the adversary who tries to bring conditions and thoughts and inabilities and hindrances and negativities into your life, you can surround yourself with the fact of knowing that God's grace is greater. Now, something that's very interesting that I found in verse 9, when facing pauses in your life, rest in knowing that God's grace is more than sufficient for you. And notice I use the term pauses. That doesn't mean that things are going to stop and that you're a failure and that it's all over. It just simply means that your life is on pause. Perhaps God is getting you to the point where He's preparing you for something that you probably won't be able to handle right now until He fixes you up and provides you with the grace and favor that you need. So, when you get to a pause in your life, tell yourself, God's grace is more than sufficient for me. And when you get that perspective, you'll understand that your wholeness is really built in God's gift to you. You begin to change your focus to positive perspective when you do that. Instead of focusing on negativity, instead of thinking that things are just not going to be good, your perspective changed. You began to say, oh, it doesn't matter. This is a pause in my life. I am not utterly cast down. This is just an opportunity for God to look into my life and to prepare and redesign, as it were, my next step. You see, something else that's very interesting there in verse 10, it says, when I am weak, then I am strong. While this is a very paradoxical foundation, but guess what? This is the key foundation to your becoming whole through God's holiness. When you begin to understand that your wholeness is embedded in God's holiness and His omniscience and His power, you are going to be much greater at achieving success in your life. You're going to be better at having positive relationships, and you're going to grow to be a strong, independent, and positive person, knowing that your life and your grace is in God. And your wholeness is actually a personalized gift. He gives it to you, His favor, unmerited. Your wholeness is a personalized gift from God. And so you want to make sure that you get your perspective right. Don't seek so much about being happy depending on what others think. Concentrate on wholeness. Wholeness focuses on you, but happiness depends on others. And so I suggest to you that you go ahead and know that God's grace is the reward of your faithfulness. Hold on and understand that you too can be all that God wants you to be. And so as you practice this principle this week, begin to invest knowing that you are more than conquerors, that you are complete, and that your healing is just around the corner as quickly as you can turn it all over to God. And so until next week, be whole, be free, and be blessed.